227. Wait just a moment, let David get through in there. Two 27, all four verses of this song.
There is a habitation built by the living God for all of every nation who seek that friend above. Oh,
be reading from Revelation 21, beginning in verse 1 through verse 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be people, and God himself shall be with them and their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. And there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Next hymn will be number 245, Where the Soul Never Dies. All four verses.
Soul never dies. To kingdoms and I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies.
Sing number 214, No Tears in Heaven.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join the happy band. Yeah.
to do. All will be clearer, saved ones be dearer, in heaven where all will be made new. No tears of tears, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flowed. No tears of tears, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be no more.
Let us pray. Our Almighty Father, we come before you this evening, Father, thanking you again for this Lord's Day. Thanking you most of all, Father, for the plan of salvation and the willingness to send your Son and his willingness to come and die upon that cross for our sins. We're thankful for that, Father, above all else. We do know in this life, Father, that we do sin and fall short of your glory. We pray that you'll forgive us of these sins. We pray that you'll help us to be stronger, better examples today and tomorrow than we were in the past. We're also, Father, we're thankful for the church that meets here. We pray you continue to be with us, be with our elders as they're leading us in the right direction. We pray you continue to be with our brother Kent as he teaches our classes and preaches to us. We're thankful for him and Karen being here with us, and we pray that we'll put forth effort necessary to spread the borders of your kingdom. We're mindful too, Father, that we have many of our number who are, some are still in the hospital, some are in rehabilitation. We have some that are going to be going up for surgery pretty soon, and we pray you'll be with them, heal them if it be your will, so they can come back and be with us. We pray for our brothers and sisters throughout this country and throughout the world, Father. We know there are many that are struggling with health issues, not just here, but in every churches everywhere. We pray, if it be your will, to heal them and bring them back to their health again. We're thankful too, Father, for the physical things you've given us in this life. We know that all things are by your hand, and we're thankful for that. We pray we always humbly take what you give us and be willing to share with those who don't have what we have. We're thankful for all things. We pray you'll continue to be with our young families, Father. We know that it's a difficult world that we're trying to raise families in, and our young kids are seeing things and being exposed to things that seems like Satan is winning wherever we look. We pray that we can protect them and keep them safe and keep them heading in the right direction where they'll always serve you and put you first in their life. We pray now as we continue in this song service that what we do is acceptable in your sight and we find it favorable. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I have a reading from Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 through 8. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give them the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly and faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexual, immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
Number 506. 506. The kingdoms of earth pass away. Why don't we sing this song?
The kingdoms of earth pass away one by one, but the kingdom of heaven remains. It is built on a rock and the
I'll be reading from the New King James Version, Revelations chapter 21, verses 9 through 21. It's Revelations 21, verses 9 through 21. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride and the Lamb's wife." And he carried me away in the spirit of a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also she had a great and high wall, 12 gates, and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates in the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. And the city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass.
Six. How beautiful heaven must be. 196.
We read the lips from heaven, his faithful, pure, and love free. These truths to us worthy as given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of that elect free.
I'll be reading from the NIV version. Did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the God gives the light and the Lamb is its lamp.
538, Majesty.
Majesty, worship His Majesty.
This reading is from Revelation. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall be by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Pray with me, please. Our Father in heaven, we know of you through your word. We know you are our Father, the provider of everything. Everything that is, that we can see, and the things we cannot see, you are in control of them. We know that if we follow what you say, all these blessings that we sing about will be ours to enjoy for eternity. You cannot lie. You've written it down. All we need to do is read it, understand it, and pursue it. We have known many people that are no longer on this earth, and the ones that have honored you in their life, we know they are there waiting for us. The others are in trouble. We pray that as we go through our lives, we will always look to you for strength. When times are going bad, when we feel bad, we know that you are going to make it all better later forever. Be with us at all times. We know you are. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I'll be reading from Revelation 22, 1 through 5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it And on either side of the river was the other tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no more night there, and their needs no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Just for the record, I suspect that Tabitha knows a lot about the Bible, but I suspect that Natalie does too. So I tried, but poor Natalie, she looked back at her mother like I'd lost my mind, which I had. But anyway, just trying to defend myself wherever you are, Natalie. And I see you back there. All right, so let's sing number 220. Trust me, that will not be the last time that happens. I know. So, no night there, 220.
And the Lamb of
I'll fly away. Let's sing.
Some bad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'm
read from the New King James, Revelation chapter 22, 12 through 17. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
And I'll be singing number 48 on Zion's Glorious Summit. If you please stand for this song.
On Zion's glorious summit, a new breast hosts speaking by blood. They hymn their King in strength. I heard the song and strove to join. I heard the song and strove to join. Hear all who suffer sore afflict, for truth, for Jesus
tonight. I want to begin with a riddle. Here is the riddle. What is the longest and yet the shortest thing in the world? The swiftest and yet the slowest, the most divisible and the most extended. The least valued and the most regretted, without which nothing can be done.